Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scott Grodzki from CBS 58 joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Scott, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How you doing?
Well, like you, everybody's just hunkering down, quarantined up, and now we just kind of wait for something to begin. I want to start with the NFL, only for the fact that the owners are talking today to make a decision as to whether or not to expand the playoffs from 14 to 16 teams in all of this, or 12 to 14 teams in all of this. Your thoughts on extra teams on both sides making it to the postseason?
I think for us as fans, it'll be better. It's one more game. It monopolizes the entirety of Saturday and Sunday of that first week. You get back-to-back-to-back games. I think for the players, I think it's been pretty well documented. For the most part, the players aren't exactly a big fan of it. I get why they're not a big fan of it. I don't think that they're getting enough out of the extra game. But speaking strictly selfishly out of having, you know, seven teams in the playoffs instead of six, why not?
Yep. No, I completely agree. The more postseason you have, the more excitement down the stretch. I think it's fantastic, and I think the NFL has always been doing it right.
Frankly, I think that you know, no one wants the Packers to be that 9-7, 10-6 team that misses the playoffs. And if they happen to have that one time where they're 8-8 or 7-9 and somehow make it as a 7 seed, first of all, it doesn't happen as often as you would think based on going off the last 15 years. But if it did happen, it's not like any Packers fans would be saying, no, we don't really want the playoffs at that point. So there are definite drawbacks from the players' perspectives, but from a fan perspective, I just don't see it.
Then I want to talk a little baseball now. You guys had a chance to go get a lot of Nat Sound and interviews and such early on in spring training, but you know, I was saying this a little bit earlier today that I think, you know, we want the NBA to come back. There's no doubt about it, specifically in Milwaukee because of what they were doing. But there is just something about baseball not being played right now. If you had to say the biggest sport that people are just kind of aching for to come back and take their minds away from everything that's going on, is it baseball in your opinion?
Yeah, I just think baseball has a different feel to it. The NBA season is great, and obviously what was happening in Milwaukee was phenomenal, and frankly for the Admirals too, what was happening for them was incredible as to how well they were playing. But there's just something about baseball and something about opening day. And I talked to Marcus Hanel, the Brewers' longtime bullpen coach, a few days ago on what should have been opening day, and he was bringing up just how baseball can sort of be the thing that can be more than a sport, and it can help unite people, and it can bring people together around that common arena in Milwaukee. And I just think when opening day happens, whatever day it ends up being, it's going to be a really special day in Milwaukee. It's going to be a really special day across the country.
Give me your thoughts on the division, because, and I've said this time and again, that people feel like the Cardinals are ready to age very quickly before our eyes. Maybe Cincinnati didn't add enough, and it's still going to be the Brewers and the Cubs. And, you know, whoever has, I guess, pretty much the best July and August to get out of the chute in this thing may end up separating themselves very early in a shortened season and could end up winning the division. But do you see it just being the Brewers and the Cubs, or is it now wide open with a total of four teams in the division?
No, I think it's pretty open, and if anything, I would say it's the Cubs division to lose right now, with the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Reds all having a shot at it, but all having their downsides. I don't know that I can say it's the Brewers and anyone until you have a little bit more faith in that rotation and what that's going to look like. I think, frankly, that the Brewers are going to get a little bit of a boost from, you know, Corey Knebel can start the season with the team, so can Urias. It'll help them a little bit there, but right now, I just I don't know. I understand why the Brewers offseason happened. Frankly, the Brewers offseason was phenomenal because all that mattered was Yelich. And that's the biggest thing that had to happen. But they lost pieces. I don't think that they did enough in the rotation right now to really put themselves in there as this is a clear-cut favorite and up there with the Cubs.
Eric Lauer was having a pretty solid season until he ended up with the injury. Now that changes things because he's had a lot of time to kind of rest, relax, and recoup. So maybe, I mean, in the long run, by the time you look at it, maybe this thing was good for the Milwaukee Brewers rather than starting off right away and then obviously, you know, having to make some moves and change some things with their rotation. And if you get the expanded roster, maybe everybody gets a chance to come up and play a little bit before you really have to start making decisions regarding the roster moves.
Yeah, and I think it helps with Lauer. I think the biggest help is going to be Corey Knebel. I think that if you can start the season with him as the closer and Hader being able to be much more changeable in terms of his role and go back to what he was 2 years ago, I think that's beyond a boost for the Brewers, and it makes them once again have the strongest bullpen in the division, and that can be their strength, especially on the pitching end. Instead of having to mid-May bring Knebel back, is he really 100%? Is he not? Can he slide into the closer role? Do we take it? Do we play it by ear? If Hader's doing well the first 2 months, do we really change it? I think it gives Craig Counsell the ability to do what they want right away. As for Lauer, yeah, I think have him back, but I'm not seeing Corey Knebel pitch for a few years. With Lauer, I don't know, at times in spring.
Do we lose him? I think we lost him. I think we lost Scott Grodzki. Yeah, Scott, his signal faded. So our apologies. But nevertheless, thanks to Scott for joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Didn't get a chance to talk a lot of Packers, but that's okay. We appreciate him you know, taking the call and joining us for a couple of minutes. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Give us a shout. A couple of things I did want to get into, we were talking about the Fandemonium contest. And for those that don't know, and maybe you're just tuning in for the first time, if you go to 1057FMTheFan.com, which is our flagship station out of Milwaukee, is Scott back? Scott, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. Sorry about that. There you go. So the phone just cut out, and all of a sudden you were gone. So there you go. We were in the midst of talking a little Brewers baseball. I did want to talk some Packers football real quick. CBS did the piece on the teams that really won the offseason when it comes to free agency and the NFL. Packers not mentioned. Obviously, Buffalo, the Cardinals, Miami, three big teams, New Orleans, the Chargers. One of the teams that wasn't mentioned either was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They were not mentioned because they've obviously brought in their quarterback and they brought in a good wide receiver, but they haven't really done a ton beyond that. They already had a pretty good team. But give me your thoughts on the Packers offseason thus far.
I think the Packers offseason was fine. I think that usually when you look at those articles of who wins the offseason, I mean, how many years in a row have the Jacksonville Jaguars won the offseason? You have these teams that have the money and are able to make moves. The Packers weren't in a great cap situation. I think that the moves they made sense. I like bringing in Rick Wagner, the West Dallas kid, to the right tackle position. Obviously, if you can afford to give Bulaga $30 million for 3 years, you do it. But I think that this opened them up to do a few different things. I like Christian Kirksey. I think that he has really good upside, and injury is really the one thing that has hampered him. And as for Devin Funchess, you know what? In a perfect world, this would have been a year ago or 3 years ago where there was a decently stacked wide receiver free agency class. There really wasn't this year. Your options were overpay for Robbie Anderson, overpay for Emmanuel Sanders, and hope that he doesn't age too quickly on the football field, or take a shot like Funchess, and then I'm assuming this is going to get paired with a draft pick in the first or second round at receiver. And if that's what happens, I think it's as good as you could have hoped for in this offseason. The Vikings weren't about to trade Stephon Diggs to the Packers. There wasn't that great home run move out there. So to me, the more prudent decision was, instead of trying to fit a square peg in a round hole and paying $40 million to bring in Robbie Anderson, you take a guy like Funchess, who, is he really going to be a star? I don't know. But he has the potential, and you're not paying him much unless he starts to really play it well in terms of incentives. They bring back Lazard. They bring back Kumerow. And again, I would be stunned if you don't see a wide receiver in at least the first two rounds.
Were you surprised they didn't,
the first four or five.
Were you surprised they didn't bring back Geronimo Allison?
No. I wasn't, just because they have Lazard and Kumaro there already. They have those two guys who are both restricted free agents under tender, and there wasn't really a it was an easier two guys to bring back. And frankly, with Geronimo Allison, I mean, they gave him the keys to the car, and he couldn't really get out of the driveway. I mean, he was healthy all season. He played all 16 games. He had, what, 280 yards, two touchdowns?
He had the didn't do a whole lot, yeah.
And there wasn't the flashes. I mean, with Lazard, you could see him get better as the year went on. I don't know that you can say that about Geronimo Allison.
I think also you could have probably put the icing on the cake when Geronimo Allison overshot the zone and ended up Aaron Rodgers threw a pick in the NFC Championship game because of it.
Yeah.
And that was probably the end of his tenure in Green Bay, without a doubt. Hey, stay safe, my friend. Thanks for giving us a buzz right back. We certainly appreciate it, and we will talk again down the road, okay?
Of course. You stay safe, too.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Our buddy Scott Grodzki from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.